Happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope your day is going well already and that you're having a productive week. We've got another Be Our Guest Podcast community check-in to get you through your Tuesday. Again, another evergreen show that's a lot of fun to tune in as you're going on a run or maybe doing some yard work, possibly working here in the office as well. This is an hour that we recorded back on Friday night, June 12th, 2020, where we took your calls and we discussed the smells of Walt Disney World. So sometimes when I'm just walking around our neighborhood here around our little pond we have blacktop after a nice summer thunderstorm and it's hot, I get that smell that takes me back to the Magic Kingdom, maybe in Adventureland. But we also talk about the smells that are unique to Walt Disney World. Of course, the Pirates of the Caribbean, the smells in Soarin' and so forth. You get a funnel cake at a county fair, boom, all of a sudden you're in the American Adventure at Epcot. So we have a lot of good times daydreaming about Walt Disney World, and the smells take us right there. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget, it's brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. While you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. And if you mention the show, you and I are going to be planning the next Disney trip together. And don't forget, we can book fall 2021 Disney cruises at this time. So check it out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We get a little commission from Amazon with every purchase through that link. You still get all your benefits, Prime, everything else. Just click through first over at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, you can become a patron of the show and get some extra content each and every day. Behind-the-scenes stuff, photos from days gone by, polls, and a mini-podcast every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest. So check it out today. Support the show. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Friday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast community check-in live here on Facebook from the Be Our Guest Podcast studios in lovely St. Peter's, Missouri. Happy Friday night to you. Hope you're doing well. We are recording this show on Friday, June 12th, 2020. For those that are tuned in down the line here on the podcast feed, we are going to have a good time tonight talking smells. We're going to talk about Walt Disney World and some of the smells that remind you of the place, your favorite smells. Of course, we can talk about some of those smells that you just can't get out of your head. I'm trying to think of the old Mouse Gears. For some reason, that store always smelled bad. I think it was over the top of a sewer or something. I don't know. We're going to talk about your favorite smells down at Walt Disney World. Could be the bakery, could be from an attraction. I have a couple strange ones, which I'll talk about here in just a little bit, but that's the topic for tonight. Some encouraging news from down at Walt Disney World today that I saw reported on social media is that earlier today, the Disney gondolas, the Skyliner, was seen running. They had the buckets up on the cables, and they were doing some testing. And that is good news because they have had the gondolas parked over at Caribbean Beach at the Skyliner station, kind of put away and out of commission. So it looks like they're busting that back out, because we had a big question here on the show about whether the Skyliner would be something that is in use as we move forward because of social distancing. So we'll see how that goes. We did see that happening. So encouraging signs. Of course, Disneyland is going to open here soon, and we're going to have a good time. So if you want to give me a call, let's talk Disney. Let's talk smells. 407-413-9395. That's 407-413-9395. What are your favorite smells of Walt Disney World? What do you think? Because here's another angle of that I want to talk about tonight. There's sometimes back at home where it just like a smell hits you and you're like, oh man, that smells just like something at Walt Disney World. For example, this morning I was running on my normal path around our pond here in our subdivision, and our irrigation system was on right before I started running. Everything was soaking wet and the sun was coming up. It was really warm and the mulch came in. And it was wet, and it just smelled like Walt Disney World, that wet mulch smell that you get running around the resorts, especially Pop Century. There's a lot of mulch over there. Totally took me there. All right, let's get to our first call of the night. Of course, it is Alfred. Alfred in New York. What's going on,
Mike,
buddy? Hey, what's up?
Not much. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
Well, pretty much beautiful night here.
There you go. Just I told you to get that relaxing. Good weather.
Yep. So, oh, so much good stuff you mentioned here so far.
Yes. I'm glad to see the Skyliner back on the cables.
Yeah, And I'm actually not surprised that that would be work running when they open, because they could do it so easily.
True.
One gondola per family.
Yeah, I agree.
Easy.
Because, I mean, there were times when I was down there, even the weekend it opened, I was by myself in the buckets, yeah. You know, and I mean, that was at the uh-huh. highest demand period. So, yeah, I think they could totally yep. do that.
And when I was there at New Year's, I had the scooter, so I was alone in there because I went on the handicap side, and you just drive your scooter right on.
Yes. I love, you know what? Whoever came up with that system should... I hope they got recognized, because I thought that was, mm-hmm. I mean, it's got to be complicated how the cars come off the line and then reattach and,
yep.
but it's genius. I love how they yeah. do that. I wish they had that for everything.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's great. I think they're going to do great. I think that's how they're going to try to get most people to travel between the parks.
That and you know, another piece of news that I totally forgot about that I was trying to think of, they are working on that bridge from the Grand Floridian over to the Magic Kingdom. Construction has continued on that. Uh-huh. Just think about that. I mean, I would totally walk from the Grand over because it keeps me uh-huh. from being on a bus or a monorail. You know, I'm totally exactly. socially distanced. Yeah, that's good to see uh-huh. too.
Yep. So, smells.
Yes, the show stinks.
Oh, unbelievable. You walk into the Magic Kingdom, and the first smell you get is popcorn.
Yep, that's what I was going to say, too, popcorn.
Mm-hmm. It's planned. You're entering the show.
Yep. Yep, you're walking into the movies. Perfect. You see the previews under the train station, the posters.
Yep. Yep,
exactly.
Yep. Then you walk down Main Street. And you have the smells being pumped out at you from the various places.
Mm-hmm. Confectionery.
Especially, yes.
Starbucks.
I was going to say that. And then the ice cream shop.
Oh, dude, don't even remind me. I love that smell. Oh, I love it. Because I go
you
every time. It works.
The cones.
Yes.
And...
that reminds me. That's one smell that reminds me of home because... You know, as I've said on the show many times, I grew up going to Six Flags, not Disney. We just didn't have the means to go down.
Right.
And one of the places they have, as soon as you go into our Six Flags, is a place called First Cone, because it's all about the 1904 World's Fair. And apparently, I mean, we hold this, we say it's true in St. Louis, that we invented the ice cream cone at the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis. So it's a big old store, and they have, you know, it's those waffle cones. And, oh, they have that smell. You're so right. Yeah. That reminds me of home. Yeah, I love that smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and that's really, it's crazy how each, like, restaurant, and you move through and you get the smell of each place that you hit. It's unbelievable how they did that.
Do you, once I get past Main Street, though, I'm trying to think of other smells of the Magic Kingdom outside of, like, Pirates of the Caribbean has a, water rides mm-hmm. have a smell. It's like chlorine, that musty kind of smell because they're inside.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Adventureland a little bit, just as a whole. Now, one of the worst smells mm-hmm. in the Magic, I would say this is the worst smell in the Magic Kingdom. Do you know what I'm going to say?
Mm.
It's the walkway between Frontierland and Adventureland, by those restrooms.
Oh, really?
Whew. On a hot summer day, it's not good.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah. Yeah. What's the other place? We were there just a second ago.
What's that?
And I lost it. I can't think of the place now.
At the Magic Kingdom?
Yeah.
The only other place I can think that has a smell, because I don't even think anything in Tomorrowland does, maybe Big Top Treats, because they have all the sweets back there now. I don't know.
Oh, yes. When you walk in, yes. Yep.
Yep.
I agree. But that's a nice smell.
That is a good smell.
This one was, this was not a pleasant one. And I'm trying to think where right now. Oh, my gosh. I lost it. It happens.
It does happen.
The brain doesn't function all the time.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So, I just can't wait to get there.
Yep. It'll be here before you know it.
But yeah. But do you think, I hate to say it, do you think because of SeaWorld being so stupid, is that going to affect Disney at all?
I don't think so, because I think what's going to happen is, I think public perception between Disney and SeaWorld is that, and this is just from what I've seen in social media and like media reporting, is that people kind of view SeaWorld as like, if you want a baseball analogy, like Disney's the big leagues and SeaWorld would be like a single A affiliate in the minor leagues, you know, like they're in the game, but they're not at the same level, you know? So that, that's how I think a lot of people see it. So I think Disney will see it, and I think this will improve what they do. I think that they're going to be, this is going to make them hyper vigilant with masks and stuff like that initially, where SeaWorld kind of lost the battle within 2 hours.
Yeah. And they're not going to come back from it either.
I don't think so. Because, and that's what Disney can't have.
Right. Yeah, I predict that SeaWorld will close again.
Well, I mean, they're already closing on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's an interesting schedule. It's kind of like Disneyland back when it opened. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it, though. You know, why they couldn't be more vigilant.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
You would think that, I mean, we talked about this last night extensively, so we're not getting into it, but it's like one of those things with teaching. Like, if you let kids get away with things initially, it's so hard to rein it back in. You got to be tough and clear from the get-go, or else it's just going to, you're out of control quick.
Exactly. Yep, got to lay the law.
Oh, you know, Jennifer in the chat has one of the worst smells. Tomorrowland Speedway, the gas.
That's it.
That's what I figured you were going to say, because it stinks. She's exactly right.
God.
You can get high, you can get high riding those cars.
Yeah. I knew it was in Tomorrowland. I just couldn't think of it.
Yes.
So thank you, Jennifer.
That's exactly what she put that on the screen. I was like, that is probably it.
That's it. Totally it. Oh, my gosh. So I have one more question.
Sure.
Is Pam going to come on?
Is Pam. She is trying to, but she has a lot going on right now. So
I know. I get it.
She usually records. She likes to record right at dinner time. So these late nights are a little bit tough. But we're trying.
Yeah, like Mondays.
Yes. Mondays around 5:30 Eastern. She likes that slot.
Yeah. Well, what about like Tuesday night? Can we do it earlier?
Possibly. Now, the problem that we're going to be running into shortly is that our town is back to 100% open starting Monday. And so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Mallory goes back to cheerleading 3 nights a week. So my life is going to get really busy here shortly starting next week. So we're going to have to figure something. We're going to definitely do this at least every Sunday night. We're going to come up with some new schedule, because obviously I'm also a taxi driver. And so we'll figure something out, because, you know, it's been great when we're in quarantine that nobody has anywhere to go. But we all of a sudden now we got all kinds of stuff happening again. So we'll figure it out.
I know. Well, this keeps me going.
I know. We're going to figure something out.
Okay.
I'm still working on it.
Okay. That's good.
I can't tell my wife I can't take Mallory, because it's a lot.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
So I get it.
Oh, Dennis has one for Epcot. He's exactly right. When you get the skunk on Imagination.
Oh, my God. I know.
Oh, dude. Best smell, though.
Typical. That's an actual smell.
That's true. Best smell, though.
Yeah.
What about Soarin' for you? Because I want to get some other people in here, but what's your favorite smell? Is it the oranges? Is it the, I think maybe for me, it's that smell when you go over the, well, maybe I'm thinking of the old Soarin', though, where
that's
you go over
the
water.
One.
Where you go over, like, the river, and it's kind of got that, like, fir smell. I love that smell. Like, the forest.
And the orange groves in the first one. I love that.
Totally.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They did a great job with that ride with sensory, and it's just the best thing.
It is.
I actually got to do the DVC tour for that.
You got to go tour Soarin' behind the scenes?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to do
that.
So
good.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so hard to get, though.
Wow.
But I lucked out.
So only DVC people can do that?
And their guests, yeah.
Nice. I've never done that.
So you'll have to come with me.
I will.
We'll
be right splash around. Tammy's got a good smell, too. She says she loves. Now, this one I don't like, because I don't like caramel corn, but she loves the smell of caramel couche. in Epcot, which I don't know how to pronounce it, but that's how I pronounce it. I'm not a big caramel guy, caramel corn guy, but yeah, if you like that smell, I could imagine that is heaven because it is strong.
And in Epcot, just go in the World Showcase. Morocco smells great.
Japan smells the best to me because I like that kind of food the best, I think.
Yeah. And then, of course, when you're walking by American Adventure, you funnel get cakes. The funnel cakes.
Exactly, funnel cakes. Now, see, that to me, again, that's another place that totally smells like home because we have them at all. Obviously, everybody does, but like our county fairs, you know, our little church picnics and stuff like that, funnel cakes everywhere.
So World Showcase is a great place to go for smells.
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah. Just don't go hungry.
No. Do you ever there? No.
Yeah.
Nope.
I just keep eating, so it doesn't matter.
Same. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Yep. So that was good. I like this topic.
Well, we're going to keep going with it and possibly continue it on to tomorrow night. We'll see if we can come up with something else. But yeah, I want to talk about this because seriously, this morning I was running. I went around the corner. Mm-hmm. The irrigation system had been on and I was like, I just took a whiff. I mean, you know, I was just breathing because I was running and I'm like, oh man, that smells like Pop Century in the morning. It totally smelled like Pop Century running around Hourglass Lake. And I'm like, somebody the other night said, we need to talk about smells. I'm like, that's the show for tonight. We're talking about smells because it took me there immediately. Also, another thing real quick I want to mention while I have you on here. One thing that takes me to Disney almost immediately is when it's hot here in St. Louis, like 95, 100 degrees, and then a storm. Because right now, it's sunny out my window, but it just started pouring. That's why I looked over there. All of a sudden, it was pouring for a minute. So when it's really sunny and the blacktop gets rained on and then it kind of it has a smell to it.
Yeah, you got that.
Yeah, it totally smells like the theme parks. It doesn't matter what park. It just smells like a theme park.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, takes me there.
Or you're just not even the smell of it either. Just the fact that at 3 o'clock you get a huge storm and you think of it, you know, like, oh, gosh.
I know. I got to get back. We'll be back soon.
And every time I would go in the summer, I would say, okay, I'm leaving midday to go back to the hotel, use the pool, you know, relax a little bit, and then go back to the park. Every time I would get on the bus,
it started raining.
That was it. Pouring rain. I'd get back, the pool's closed because there's lightning and thunder.
Then you're just out of luck.
I'm like, I'm like, what was this for?
So one more story about that. One time that happened to us, I was on a bus with Pam Forrester and my family. We were all going to 50s Primetime Cafe to get dinner. And no kidding, we were I forgot where we left from. We were on a bus, got about halfway there, and one of those huge storms came up. I mean, sideways rain, lightning. And remember, I don't know, they're probably a little closer now, but maybe not. But the old bus stops, there was like no shelter once they let you out. You know, before the new nice bus station at the studios, there were just those like little bitty kind of, you know, oval shaped overhangs. So we knew as soon as we got off that bus, like you're out in the elements. And I'm thinking, we looked at each other. I'm like, you know how far 50s Primetime is from like where we're going to step off this bus? And there's like a hurricane going on. Like we all went around like, how bad do you want to eat here? None of us were all like, we're staying on this bus. We don't care if we go back to Pop Century, if we go to French Quarter, if we go to Animal. We're staying on this bus till it stops raining. And we did. We stayed on. The driver's like, I would have done the same thing. So. Yeah, we didn't even get to eat dinner that night. With our ADR, we're just like, nope, not happening. We're not getting off.
exactly.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, hey, you hang in there and have a good Friday night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, see you later.
Good.
All right,
talk bye-bye. Then. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, it's Alfred, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. We do have lots of smells here in the chat. Mike Bankhead is talking about the smell. Let me put it up here on the screen. The contrast, the green clover and aloe in Beach Club lobby and boiled crab in the Beach Club walkway. That is exactly right. And it is so true for my wife who does not like seafood. The lobby of the Beach Club, gorgeous. It smells like Bath and Body Works or something like that. You know, all the soaps and all the The beautiful scents. And then now, if I guess if you're a big seafood fan, you go down the walkway and it smells good. For my wife, she just pretty much can't even walk by Cape May Cafe because it's, how do you describe it? I guess you could say pungent. It's aggressive. It's strong. And again, I got to get there. I can't go there because of the smell. My wife will not go in there. But we're going to get there sometimes. That's a good one. Siobhan says they love the smells on Soren. Great picture there. Love, God, we have a great picture there, that family. Awesome. Soren does have some of the best smells. Even like the grasslands with the elephants in that scene where it's almost like a, it's just an earthy smell, which I like. And, you know, it's weird because what it reminds me of, and I think it's different for everybody because of your background, but that smell reminds me of my childhood of playing baseball. Because think about it, when you play baseball, you're kind of in the grass, you're kind of in the dirt if you're an infielder or a pitcher. You know, that smell, even though it's like a savanna scene with elephants, it reminds me of playing ball when I was a kid. I think we all have our different connections to smells, where it takes us back. All right, let's head up to Lincoln, Nebraska. Wade, what's going on? Happy Friday, buddy.
Hey, Mike, happy Friday. Happy Aloha Friday.
Yes, absolutely.
They just keep coming, don't they?
That's
one
it.
After the other, Friday and then the next Friday.
That's right. It's amazing. I get Mexican food every Friday, so it makes it a happy day.
That's right. I got some on the way, actually, too. So I'll go pick some up here in a little bit.
Good stuff. What's
Speaking
up?
Of good smells. Yeah, good smells. Well, hey, I was thinking about a couple things. Maybe it's because I'm hungry. And I think somebody might have put it in the chat, but there's a couple really that I enjoy. One is when you walk into the lobby of Animal Kingdom Lodge Jumbo House, and the smells from Boma are so good. I think it's some kind of mesquite wood or something that they're burning down there. You know, when they do the pork and the different meat selection over there and the beginning of the buffet or over in the corner. That smells so good. That lobby always smells like that. It's like 24 hours.
Yeah, you know what? They might pipe that in because they know that the buffet is like $50 a pop. They're like, we're just gonna hook everybody in here, and it's like, you know, we're gonna at least get another $200 out of this family before they leave because that smell's gonna. You know how in cartoons it shows like somebody with their nose and the smell, and it picks them up off the ground and carries them. That's what it does for Boma. It picks you up and just drags you right down the steps.
Exactly, it does. I tell you, you walk up to that front, whether you get off a bus and walk in, it's boom, it hits you right as those sliding doors open.
You're exactly
you're like,
right.
You're like, hey, we should go get a $50 buffet right now because, you know, why not?
Oh, it's so good. And the problem is when I go there, like it's so expensive that I try to eat my way like to make it a good value. And I walk out of there miserable. Like I enjoy the food, but I walk out of there like, oh, what I do to myself? What am I doing?
I know exactly. We always try to pace ourselves. I'm always like, okay, let's just go get the salads first, and then we'll get some of the soups, and then we'll go back and get some of the main course. And then, yeah, by the time you get to the zebra domes and the bread pudding with the vanilla sauce, you're like, I'm not really hungry, but I got to eat this.
Yes, totally. And the problem is, like at those buffets, which. I don't know if like this is how they save money or I'm sure that it is like it's a reason for them, but they give you those like little one bite desserts, you know, like everything's like teeny tiny. So, you know, it's like Hershey Kisses, like you turn around, you know, like, and I'm an idiot. Cause like, I mean, I feel terrible, but like, I'll be like, I just ate like 13 desserts, you know, cause they're so small. Like I was probably supposed to have like three or four. And I'm like, I just had 13 of those suckers. I'm just like stuffing myself. Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
Just give me like one brownie. Yeah. Or something like a piece of cake or something.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I'm sure there's a science behind it. They're like, well, if you do these little ones, these people, you know, they're so full, they won't, you know, we won't waste a whole half a slice of cake or whatever. But
that's probably it.
But yeah, it is. But that's a good smell. There is another one, I tell you, and I don't know what it is exactly. And I actually have a candle. There's a company, Magic Candle, I think it is. They make smells of Walt Disney World.
Yes.
Wax melts and candles. And one of my favorite is, I think it's Home BBC Resort, and it's Wilderness Lodge. It's not Whispering Canyon, but there's a weird kind of like smell when you walk in the lobby there. It's a good smell, not weird in a bad way. But it's just kind of a warmth smell. I don't know what it is exactly. I've got a candle, and I swear it smells just like it. And when we were there in January, my wife and I walked in, and I went, hey, the smell. And she goes, exactly like the candle. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it is spot on. the same smell.
You know, and that's one of
and
the
it's good, but I don't know what it is.
It's super interesting, too, because Matt Parrish makes those candles, too, for his Marceline Square, you know, project to help raise money for his podcast and stuff. And Jennifer was asking a question in the chat that, because a lot of these candles, because there was, when we were out at the Indy Disney meet, they had a couple of companies there that make these candles that smell like various things at Walt Disney World. And to me, again, as a science person and a science teacher, I find it super interesting because, like you just said, I know that a lot of these things are based on something. You can probably figure out, okay, like the confectionery is kind of a sugary smell, you know, something like that. Obviously, like right, Soren with oranges. Right. But just the chemistry of getting that smell just right, because, I mean, smell's powerful. And as soon as you smell it, if you get it right, like you're within like 2 seconds, you're back there in your mind's eye. Like I'm sitting on Soren, you know, it's so, cause you could miss it, but it seems like these candles, they don't, they get it right every time.
Yeah, they get it right. I've got Beach Club. I've got Wilderness Lodge. I've got like, you can order like six at a time, and we actually do the wax melt, and I have a couple of candles, but it is spot on. It literally knocked me over when I walked in. I'm like, oh, the smell. And my wife said, yeah, I like the candle. And I went, it is exactly the same scent. So, and it's good. Like I said, it's like you said, there's a science behind it. It's probably some clove, warm something, you know, that they've layered and a whole science to it, right?
Yeah,
sandalwood,
right.
Or yeah. Something, but it's good. But I have one bad smell.
Okay. Good.
And it always seems to be there, and it's whether you're running, from like the TTC into the Magic Kingdom, or you're walking between the Contemporary and the Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
There's a spot there.
I know what you're talking about.
You know the spot, right?
Yes. It's by the security booth, by that little guard check.
Exactly. Exactly. And I said to my wife last night, I go, how do those guys sit there? Do you think they're just like numb to it now? Because it's like when you're running into Animal Kingdom. I could have used that one too. You know, when you're going by the
the incinerator. Oh, dude, that's that. You know what? One year. Okay, it was the first year that they ran the Wine and Dine during the day. I was back then in 2016. I was super sick. Like I didn't know. I was like way iron deficient. I end up getting infusions and all that. Well, this is when I figured it out. Was this race? I couldn't fit. I wasn't going to finish, and I was feeling sick to my stomach. And when we ran past that, that was like I was like ready to just barf. This is just disgusting. And I was fired up because I like the night race anyway. And I'm like, oh, I'll give it a chance. And I'm like, are you kidding me? They're running us past the trash plant? You know, like, this is dumb.
Yeah,
it stinks.
Yeah, exactly. No, it will. But yeah, that spot between Magic Kingdom and Contemporary, that's just like a woof. It's definitely something flowing through there or in the drainage ditch or something.
Yeah, there's
somewhere,
something. But it's weird because, I mean, it's right. It's not like off in the corner, kind of like the trash plant is, you know, this is, I mean, literally
right.
Like right next to the train tracks and, you know, not too far from Space Mountain and the Contemporary, but it's, I mean, it smells bad. Like I know exactly because I smell it every time we run the races. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah. I thought, oh, it must be a mistake the first and the second time. I'm like, oh, there it is again. And I'm out like the eighth or 12th time. I'm like, there's no mistake. There's something here that just doesn't smell good. And they haven't fixed it.
Yeah. I know. So, it's like, you're Disney. Like, can you not get rid of this horrible smell right here? Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Huh.
I know the security guys smell it every day when they come into work. That's for sure.
Now,
so.
Let me ask you this real quick, way before I cut you loose.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the chat are saying they like the smell of the lobby at the Contemporary. Now, I've never stayed there, but I've been in the lobby many, many times. I can't think it has a smell. I'm trying to – maybe I'm missing it.
You know?
Have you ever smelled it?
Yeah, I kind of know what you mean, but I mean, that was the last night at Disney. We did stay there, Marathon Weekend. We stayed one night at Bay Lake Tower, and so we walked, you know, over there and – and then of course there was the meat there for the lizard meat too. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that I can pinpoint an exact smell or tell you that it's good or bad. So I guess I'm a little bit with you. I'm a little bit oblivious to it.
Yeah. That's one that I can't like register, but I mean, everybody kind of smells things differently, which
sure.
is why I like it, you know, but yeah, I can't, you know, other than maybe like if you're up on that now, the lobby, I consider the lobby down in the checkout area. I don't know if the lobby
right.
is that's a weird hotel. Is the lobby up where, you know, like what's the bar? I can't remember the name of the bar. It's where I had the big meat across from Contempo Cafe. Outer Limits?
Yeah, exactly. Outer Banks? No.
Outer Limits? Maybe
Outer Banks,
I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, the bar across from Contempo Cafe. But yeah, I don't know. Yep. Chef Mickey's maybe, but maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, because that's kind of like the concourse level, whatever they call it, because the lobby level's down lower where you go to the wave and walk in there. I mean, I guess it has a... I don't know. Now I'm going to really be aware of it next time I walk in there.
I know, me
there.
Too. That's totally. Sure, that's, I know. That's kind of stuff I'll be like, okay, I'm going over to see. Like, do I not smell? Jennifer says it smells clean and fresh and rich. I don't know if she means like it smells strong or because it's the contemporary, it smells like rich people. I don't. That's what I always told. Somebody asked me, what's Grand Floridian smell like? I'm like, rich people. I told Valerie one time as a joke. And then she thought I was serious. She's like, they smell like this? I'm like,
it's got
no,
a very floral. A lot of fresh flowers smell in that, lobby, for sure.
Yeah,
but I guess, you know, contemporary would kind of be a cleanish sort of, very clean, modern smell, I guess. Modern smell?
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, it smells like grandma's, the grand. No, it doesn't. I love the grand, but there's a lot of jokes you can make about it. Just leave. Yeah, Jennifer says, no, it smells like money.
It costs a lot of money to stay at either one of those.
Yes,
for sure.
I'll tell you what, the theme park view rooms definitely smell like money, especially like around.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was trying to get some for guests right around the 50th, and those things were going like hotcakes. So
it's crazy. I mean, you can stay on a beach in Hawaii cheaper than you can stay at one of those two places. You honestly can.
I get it. It's crazy. They're nuts. Like I can't. That's what I tell myself. It's one of those things, like it's a value proposition. I get this with cruises too, real quick. You know, I'll be like, do I get an inside stateroom for this amount of money where I could, you know, I could take, or I could get a veranda stateroom, really nice veranda stateroom. But if I take the inside, I could probably go on two cruises. You know, if I do the veranda, I have one nicer cruise with a nicer stateroom. Kind of the same thing, you know, at Pop Century, I could go twice, you know, at Contemporary, one time, but really enjoy it. It's a pickle. You gotta decide what you want.
No, I agree. We do. That's why, like, Wine and Dine, we typically use our DVC points. And then for Marathon Weekend, at Pop Century is fantastic. Love it.
Yep. So I'll be there. Let's hope it happens.
I will too. We're knocking on wood, crossing fingers, right?
Absolutely. All right, Wade. Well, hey, enjoy that Mexican tonight. And thank you for calling in, buddy.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good night.
All right, you too, buddy. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Mallory in the live chat. She says, as a former cast member, the worst smell is in the tunnels under Adventureland. Yeah, I did the Keys to the Kingdom tour. We went down there a couple times, and I'll agree. There were parts of the Utilidors. Woo-hoo. They had a odor to them. Let's see. So we're talking. Let me ask you this. Somebody can call in and we can have this discussion. Which resort has the best smelling lobby? At which resort? I mean, do the Values have a smell? Do the All Stars? Does Pop Century? What about the Moderates? Coronado Springs? I think it kind of does to me. And it actually, I guess maybe it's from, El Mercado del Coronado, the restaurant just down the way a little bit. Now, of course, that isn't the case anymore at check-in, because check-in's over in Grand Destino Tower, or at least it was before all this stuff started happening. They might move it back with all the basketball stuff. But it kind of smelled like a you know, Mexican food, you know, like fajitas, stuff like that. So I don't know. And it fit the theme there. So let us know, 407-413-9395. But Wade is absolutely right, though, about running and coming into the Magic Kingdom for a Run Disney race. You run this course if you're running Marathon Weekend for the marathon or the half marathon. You also run this course if you're running Princess Half Marathon. You come past the Contemporary on that little skinny road. You go under the water bridge, and then you come into the Magic Kingdom alongside the railroad tracks and on the side of Space Mountain. And there's a little guard shack there by that stoplight in front of the Contemporary. And he is exactly right. If you've never run or stayed at the Contemporary, you drive past that on a bus many times, and obviously you don't smell it that way. But I am telling you, Wade is 100% right on this one. You turn that corner, and you're getting ready to go into the Magic Kingdom. So your mind's telling you, yes, I'm at the Magic Kingdom. This is going to be so much fun. And I don't know what the smell's coming from. But it smells like a stinky sewer right there. I mean, just probably 100 yards on the other side of the train tracks. There's some weird smell that is strong. And then as soon as you get up by the train station, you know, by the touch points at the Magic Kingdom, boom, you're in. And it's all gone. So it is one of those. Miss Kay says Alani smells fabulous. Now, I have yet to check that out, but I could imagine that they would really want to make that resort kind of be multi-sensory. As you check in there, it's going to smell good. It's going to have probably an airy, beachy smell. Let's see what else we got here in the chat. Francesca says that she was burning her Castaway Island candle today. Now, that would be something. I need a beach, and I need Castaway Key in the biggest way possible. All right, next call's on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Marlessa.
Hey, what's up? Glad you got in. Happy Friday.
I know. When I got in yesterday, it was like, nice try, Marlessa. You're going to have problems.
Well, it's probably Skype. Skype's a pain in the rear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Jeff Galloway has me running 5 miles tomorrow, so that'll be my longest run to date. So nervous but excited about that to get to that point in the training.
Just 1 mile at a time.
Yep. That's a good way to think about it. I mean, hopefully the weather is in my favor. It should be low 60s. So could be cooler, but could be hotter.
Yes.
So that's how I'm looking at it, right?
Low 60s is actually really good weather to run in. I like that a lot.
Yeah. And I'm saving today's. I didn't listen to today's episode yet because I'm saving today's episode and then the community check-in tomorrow to carry me through the run tomorrow.
Good deal.
I'll have plenty of podcasts.
Good deal. We'll be with you.
Perfect. Perfect. So we'll see how that goes. And I'm glad that we're doing the smells topic. I know, like, the other day I was talking about like Caribbean beach, and I was like, hey, smell.
Yes, that's where we got it. I ripped it off. <from
you>. But yeah, I mean, the Caribbean beach lobby, I wouldn't commit that it's necessarily the best smell of the lobby, but it's the one freshest in my mind because, you know, the last one I was actually stayed there, and I, going off what Wade said, I've definitely bought things from the Magic Candle Company, the Caribbean smell, was quickly feeling kind of homesick for that. So definitely wanted to recapture that smell, and it's definitely accurate. So I guess the job done. But I would think aside from that, I don't think this has been brought up yet, but the beignets at French Quarter.
Oh, yes. Especially, you know what? You really smell those around. You know, well, maybe I'm wrong, but can you get those at breakfast time? Because I could swear that I have, almost like donuts. Do they sell them in the morning?
I think so.
I think they do.
I think so. I don't think. See, now I'm wishing I had gotten them for breakfast because I know I didn't.
I think I did.
I know that, like, they should. I know they should, like, they should come with a warning, though, that, like, don't eat these while wearing an outfit you care about or that you don't immediately want to wash. Because, I mean, that it's delicious, but that powdered sugar gets everywhere.
That and on top of that, if you're going to put a warning on that bag, because they give you that bag with all the powdered sugar so you can shake them up, they should also say, warning, be careful not to inhale when you have one near your mouth. Because every time I put one of those up near my mouth, I like breathe in, it's like, and I'm swearing, like, I think this is it. I'm going to die of inhaling a beignet. Like, it's going to be on my tombstone. Mike lived a great life, but he died from powdered sugar on his beignet at French Quarter. You know what? And I'll be smiling. That'll be the way to go out, you know? Because it happens to me every time. I get so excited about
absolutely.
And it chokes you. It's crazy.
You know, if that happens, I'll give a speech. I'll be like, well, you know, at least he died doing something.
He exactly.
Inhaling powdered sugar.
Yeah. I swear, I died happy if that happens.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think a lot of good ones have also been said. Certainly World Showcase. Like, one that stands out for me is the Lyon Boulangerie Patisserie in France. That's, love that place. That's my go-to breakfast spot in World Showcase. And
I agree.
I haven't been to France in years, but I love France and just love walking through that pavilion. I think it's probably my favorite pavilion, and, you know, getting the Ratatouille ride and all that. So we'll just keep getting better. I know you think this is weird, but I do love my escargot croissants when they do have those.
you keep your snails.
So good. I'm going to get you to try them one day. But, and I think as a non-food thing, I feel like I'm making everyone hungry. And I'm so sorry to anyone that's really hungry right now or listening to this on the feed before breakfast. I think we can all agree, like, whether we all, like, love it or we're just kind of neutral about it, like the H2O lotion from the room.
Totally. That, you know,
and like,
Are you a hoarder? Well, because you can't get them anymore. But like,
yes.
I have so many of those bottles. And like, if I'm just like, yeah, I'm really missing Disney. Like, that's when I call it, I use the green shampoo. It's like, okay, I'm going to pretend like I'm on vacation today and use the green shampoo. Yeah, totally.
Oh, yes. I have so many of them, like little lotion ones. And so in recent like visits, I'll get like, you know, start with like the two mini bottles, but they'll usually like replace them for me. There was like one or two times where I did leave a nose with a smiley face. It's like, hey, can I have more lotion? And they did bring more. So that's just, you know, adding to my love of them. And it's nice because it's kind of like, you know, it's something that you can easily have at home as a smell. Like it's, you know, literally like a smell that would bring you back to Disney, back to being in your room and all that. And I don't use it like every day because even though I have multiple bottles, I want it to last, you know, because totally. You never know. They could switch brands or something. I don't know.
They could. And, you know, too, the thing is, it doesn't, to me, like when I use those shampoos and, you know, we don't buy it because, you know, we like, I tell Pam to just get whatever's on sale at Target. I usually get like Suave or, you know, whatever the cheap brand is. It's like 99 cents a bottle, whatever. But the thing is, you know, that's something that it isn't like a trip specific. You know, if you bust out the H2O products, it's just this, you know, to me, like in my mind's eye for that, it just smells like a Disney vacation, whether it's Pop Century, Riverside, staying at the beach club. You know, it's just, it's kind of, it's a universal thing. It's just like, oh. This is what it smells. You know, this is what I use when I get ready to go out to have a good day on vacation. So it's one of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. And just with the gondolas really quickly, I think, you know, it makes sense that I think it would be like maybe the easiest transportation to kind of manage with the one family at a time. I think the only downside of that is that, you know, as we kind of discussed, I think, in previous shows, is that one of the best things about the gondola is having that kind of bonding moment with the party. Like every single time I've been in a gondola, I've talked with the other party or, you know, party or two, like that's been in there with me. And it's always like some of those like special little moments, like calling it back to the other show about the small moments, like the ones in like the gondola where you just kind of, you know, bond with someone like, hey, where are you off to? What are you doing in Epcot today or Hollywood Studios? And it's really nice to experience that. And it's obviously more like, you know, intimate setting than the bus or the monorail.
Totally.
So, I mean, it'll be sad to kind of lose that, but, you know, totally understand and, you know, would rather lose that than lose the gondolas altogether.
I'm excited to see the running because, I mean, it's a huge perk and it gets people very efficiently from place to place. And it is kind of, you know, think about it. It's almost like everybody has their own little bus, you know, so good for them. I mean, it was... I didn't know. The only thing they're going to have to worry about is, you know, cleaning the gondolas between families. But I guess they could probably hop, because if you think about it, they could probably have a cast member hop in as the family gets out. That's probably the most safe thing, but maybe they'll practice it. But as a family hops out, a cast member hops in, sprays it down, wipes it out, then jumps out real quick and, you know, on the other side of the station and the family gets in maybe. I don't know how it's going to work, but maybe.
I feel like in 10 years from now, we could have self-cleaning gondolas, maybe.
Oh, totally. Know. Yeah, maybe built in. Some kind of, like, well, cool. Yeah, like, get up, like, an IR thing or something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. so, great topic. I'm definitely longing for those beignets now.
Oh, me too. Even if I choke.
Don't go out like that, but, you know, it yes. There are worse ways. There are worse ways.
Well, hey, have a good run tomorrow, and we'll be all cheering on you, cheering for you on social media. So let us know tomorrow night how it went. We'll celebrate.
Well, we'll do. Always, I always am able to get to these runs largely because, you know, it's great having the Lizard support and the Beer Guest community support in general. So thank you, and I will check in
post. All right, good luck. Have fun. Enjoy it.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Have a good night.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I got to play this for Jennifer here real quick. See if this plays. Hopefully we don't get a commercial. Let's see what happens here. Nope, there's no audio, I guess. Let's see here. No audio. Oh, well, I got tricked. I was trying to play the first goal of the Blues from last year winning the Stanley Cup. This time, 1 year ago. Yeah, Wade, he's cracking me up because he does sell Paul Mitchell products, and he says he also uses Disney shampoo sometimes. I think we all do. It's kind of one of those things you can bring home, and you know, maybe you're having a rough week or something, and you bust out the Disney shampoo. You're not there, but at least you smell like you do. You know, it's kind of funny, though. Like, I don't notice that everybody smells like H2O product. Like, when I'm on a jam-packed bus coming home from the Magic Kingdom in a on a hot July night. Am I the only one using the H2O stuff? I don't know. Maybe I don't smell like roses either. That's what my grandpa would have said. He's like, Mike, you don't smell like roses either. And that's probably the truth of it all is that, well, we all have that. You know, it's one of those things. And, you know, as we were talking about this, you know, some of these other things, Amy says that with the with those beignets over at French Quarter, you need to try the chicory coffee. Now, I'm not a coffee drinker. I don't like coffee. It's too bitter for me. I like my soft drinks, I like my Coke Zero. But that's interesting because I could imagine coffee and beignets would be a great combination. Now, I'll tell you what. I was down there at French Quarter one time. This is why I remember getting them for breakfast because I couldn't decide if I wanted sweet like a beignet or if I wanted something savory because French Quarter also has one of my favorite breakfast items, which is a maple bacon chicken biscuit. It's got a chicken patty with like maple syrup and a slice of bacon on it on a biscuit. It is so good. It's probably 2,000 calories. And then I got beignets with it. So, yeah, that's why you run dopey, I guess. But it's always interesting. And in the discussion, it looks like as far as when we talked about resorts that have the best smell, obviously the Polynesian was winning. The Beach Club was in there too. But my good buddy Joe down in Atlanta has a hot take. He says the best one, Beach Club. Okay, everybody can go with that. We got a lot of that. Least favorite smell, Polynesian. Hot take. I don't know. Maybe the Polynesian smelled better when they used to have the water fountain. It was kind of a, again, I think we all get this idea of it smells like Disney when, and for a lot of us, it's kind of that dark ride, musty, stale air mixed with chlorinated water smell, the pirate smell. The Splash Mountain smell. Living with the land has a distinct smell. I think living with the land smells slightly different than pirates and like Small World. They smell more stagnant. I think living with the land, maybe because of the greenhouse, maybe because it's more open, has a slightly different smell, especially in the scene where you go through where you see the roots and you have the thunderstorm going on. But that's if you're talking, maybe we'll do this tomorrow night. Favorite scenes from Disney attractions. One of my favorite scenes from a Disney attraction, because it's so multisensory, I love Living with the Land, but it's that scene where you're going through the thunderstorm. So you got the light flickering with the lightning. You have the water running down the sides to the roots. So you have that visual. You kind of feel the mist on your skin. You have a smell, obviously, from the water. You hear that water coming down. I would say that might be my favorite scene. At least it's in my top five favorite scenes from a Walt Disney World attraction. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow night. So think about that and come back tomorrow night for that. Yeah, Andrea is saying it's the chicken biscuit with maple bacon jam. That is it. I got that with, this is why I love you guys. I got that with beignets. I didn't get the big order. I got the small order, but still, that's being a pig. Oh, sweet and savory all in one. Because the chicken biscuit's kind of sweet and savory with that maple bacon jam on top. Oh my gosh. I've actually gone over to French Quarter just to get that. Well, after one of the races, I was staying at Pop Century. I took the bus back to French Quarter after the race. I got on the bus, you know, after the race, they have buses back to your hotel. I got on the French Quarter bus, grabbed one of those biscuits, and Ubered back to Pop Century to get a shower. That's how bad I wanted one of those. That's why you run. Yep, Angela says she also loves Living with the Land. I'm right with you. It's just a great slow attraction to relax on, and man, is it multisensory. It's a great one. Let's see. Wade says this coconut smell is the best. And Sarah's going along with it. She says, favorite scenes from Disney attractions tomorrow night. Let's do it. All right. So there's our topic. And this has to be a record for us on the community check-ins. We've set it 25 hours in advance. We have time to think on it. We have time to talk to your family about it tomorrow as you're out and about, you know, walking with your family, hanging out, having dinner, having lunch. And then you can kind of come back. We can all come together and give favorite scenes. But I got dibs on Living with the Land. The scene with the lightning and the water coming down and the roots and the sounds, it's kind of got it all. But there's a few others that I'm thinking of that would at least get honorary mentions for me as well. All right, well, that is going to do it for tonight's show. Guys, I hope you really enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun talking smells. I sure appreciate you guys being here. We're going to be back again tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right here on Facebook. Do spread the word so we can get more people in here and have a good time talking Disney for an hour, kind of breaking up the weekend. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike and at BRGuestPod. Support the show three ways. Book your next trip with the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great services they provide you, and they're free to you over at themagicforless.com. You can also support the show by using our Amazon affiliate link. It's over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you really want to get in deep with the show and have a good time, become a patron. Drop by patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. And we do polls every day. We have discussions. I show pictures today of my trip to Marceline. It was my first Father's Day after Mallory was born. We stayed at the Uptown Theater, went around town, looked at the Walt Disney World Elementary School. I sat under the Dreaming Tree. It's extra stuff. It's just kind of fun stuff, and it really does help support us in these times where travel is extremely slow. So I appreciate that so much. Thank you to all of our patrons. I can't thank you enough for that. All right, we're going to get out of here, and we'll reconvene here in 23 short hours. So have a great Friday night, everybody. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.